boys and girls. Have any of you ever had a dog that was lost or ran away? If you've had that happen, it's a very scary thing. And this morning, I'm going to share a story with you about this border collie. Her name is Katie, and that is her owner, Carol. Katie was lost in July of this summer. They think that she got out of her motel room because she got scared by a thunderstorm, and she ran away, and she did not get found until just last month. She was gone for almost 2 whole months. Now I'm going to share with you a video clip, so you guys might want to turn around and look up there. But when you look at the video clip and you get towards the end of it, I want you to see how Katie felt when she finally realized that she was actually home. Can I
sit here? Finally tonight, a couple and their dog separated for more than 50 days. That couple never giving up hope they would find their sweet Katie going above and beyond. Tonight, the moment they thought would never come.
Carol and Vern King live just outside of Spokane, Washington. They love to visit Montana, especially with their dog Katie, a 7-year-old border collie they consider family. But one night while vacationing, a thunderstorm rolled in and Katie somehow rolled out.
I raced downstairs and talked with the hotel clerk in hopes that they had my dog, but they didn't.
For more than 50 agonizing days, the Kings looked everywhere in very rugged terrain, checking water holes for paw prints, even canvassing abandoned buildings.
We knew that she was roaming at nighttime. We purchased night goggles to sit in fields in hopes that we would see her.
They ran classified ads and put up posters that led to several tips, but Katie never turned up. And when things turned really dire, Carol quit her job to search full time. Her husband, Vern, leaving this note behind for their dog when he had to return home, writing, "Instead of saying goodbye, I would rather say, see you soon." The Kings on the brink of losing hope when finally a tip came in.
And I look and Katie comes out of the trees. After we found her, it was tears. It was everybody high-fiving. It was just sheer joy.
And this is the moment Katie sees home. And Vern sees his girl. For the couple that never gave up hope and the dog that somehow survived, after more than 50 long days, it's time to catch up.
Glad they found her. Thanks so much for watching. I'm Tom Yamas in New York, GMA, first thing in the morning. David's right back here tomorrow.
Now, boys and girls, as beautiful as that story is, and as great as that rescue was, it is nothing compared to the greatest rescue that ever will be. The greatest love that's ever been given, and that's the love of our Savior. And soon, just like Katie was rescued, we are going to be rescued. But Katie had to be willing to come to Carol, her owner, in order to get rescued. And we have to be willing to say yes to Jesus, to come to Him, so that He can rescue us. Now, if you go outside that door right there on the wall, is a big, beautiful painting about Jesus when He comes back to rescue us. And every week when I come in the church, I see that beautiful painting, and I just love it. And a lot of people have said, and myself included, when we first saw that picture was, it's hanging too low on the wall. But one Sabbath when I was looking at that, God spoke to my heart, and He said, no, it's not. It's hanging perfectly at the eye level of the children, and they can see my return. So I want to encourage you to take your family, not at this moment, but at some time, take your family out to that picture and stand and look at that picture of Jesus' return and see what it looks like, and imagine yourself there when Jesus returns, and what will it feel like? Because every day He's calling to us and He says, Liam, are you ready? I'm coming. He says, Hallie, I'm coming. Are you ready? Are you ready to come home with me? He's calling each one of us every day, and I hope that you will say yes to Him and be part of the great rescue. Now, I couldn't give you a big picture like that, and I couldn't give you night goggles because I couldn't afford them. They used night goggles to find Katie. But what I did bring was a flashlight. Now, why did I do that? Because search and rescue use flashlights a lot to see in the darkness where they can find the person that's missing. Oh, you do. So you know how they work. So who is our light? Ah, that's right. And he is coming to this dark world to take us home. So let me pray with you, and then I will give you a flashlight. But don't forget to get the money from not just here, where? The overflow. Because they love to give you the offering too, okay? So let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for all the plans you've made, for the great rescue plan, for giving up your son, for soon he will come and take each of these boys and girls and all of us big people home. We so look forward to that time. Help us to say yes to you every day, so we will be ready, not just when you come, Jesus, but we will be ready today. We thank you in your name. Amen.